I don't know if you saw that video. There's two videos that's circulating right now. This black lady was beating this old white lady's ass. I don't know if you, I was going to play the clip and let you see this, get your reaction on that. And then they have this other clip of this other white lady who basically cut this man off in traffic, called him the N-word, and was following him. And this man was like, okay, you following me, so I'm gonna follow you right back. And he followed her to her house, and then he was filming her, and she was like, don't film me, oh my gosh. She was like having a mental breakdown. It was ridiculous. And I was just like,
she's a fake ass broad. The broad is just, you know, a fake broad. I didn't see the video, but a lot of that shit, you know, it's like, the one that really irked me was that funky little heifer in Central Park. Basically thought that she was going to basically call the police, and the police will be the big savior towards the big black buck who's threatening me, and oh, I'm afraid he's attacking me and my dog. Once again, you know how, you notice how I talked about America's fascination and love with dogs, you know, but
they care about a daggone dog more than they care about a person's life. Even in that daggone video, they was over there talking about, oh, the poor dog. Like, who, like, right now, we're not even, look, this man is a birder, okay? He looks at birds. Like, that is the most non-threatening person that you could probably think of. And you're going to call the police on him because all he was asking you to do was put your dog away, like make sure that your dog is on a leash so that it doesn't disturb like the birds and scare them away and stuff like that.
That's the one that fucking urged me the most. And she called herself a investment banker, this, that, and the third.
Yeah, she lost her job.
Yeah, the broad lost her job. The broad lost her job temporarily. She'll be rehired and by another firm. They'll pick her up, wait a couple years.
This is the reason why I wanted to bring this up, because it's like piggybacking back on like what I was talking about earlier with that lady that was wailing and all that. She was like literally crying because the guy was like recording her, and she's like, "You're gonna ruin my life." She was like literally balled up like as a little child. That's what I think is crazy. Like you are more concerned about your reputation out here in these streets or whatever, or maybe losing your little job, but you're not concerned about like what you're putting out there, this negative energy, saying the N-word and all this type of stuff. You're concerned about whether or not somebody is going to ruin your reputation. The same thing with this older lady that called this young black lady the N-word in the store. She had no fear at all. She didn't think that black girl was gonna beat her ass. She was just like, oh, get out of my way. And she didn't think that the girl was gonna be like, oh, really? You gonna call me that? Call me that again and see what happens. And she didn't know that girl was gonna boss up. And I just really feel like, how do these people not know that you about to get these, catch these hands, like for real? Like anytime somebody, you know, squares off with your ass, you about to be in a fight. And I honestly don't understand why, like, these white people, especially the ones that are like older and like literally, you know, you're not about to do nothing. Yeah. Exactly. What you about to do? You have the gall to say something to me like that and think I'm not going to do something, whether that's beating you up. Like, I don't advocate just jumping on people, whatever. But I feel as though, like, look, whether that's recording what you're saying and posting it online and saying do not hire this person, whatnot, whatever the case may be, doing it, you know, the legal way or whatever, it's like they have no fear. And I feel like it's the Klan hats are coming out. Like, that's, well, the Klan hats, you know, are coming off. There's no longer Klan hats.
I'm glad to see I'm speaking on regards to the millennials. I'm glad to see that our reaction is a lot different as opposed to all of this whole, you know, all want to play it safe, sitting on the fence, not basically bringing hands. So like I said, we have no problem. Now, I'm all for the little bullshit talking point where they like to throw that out there, you know, like, oh, well, we ain't got no problem beating the hell out of each other, you know. But I'm starting to see a different response and a different reaction. Keep that same energy towards people that basically want to think that it's cool to have these disparaging remarks. That's all I ask. And all of the so-called, you know, gangster guys and all these tough guys that basically fucking community terrorists, where the fuck are they? You know, that's why I've been on my R&B shit. You know, as you stated, I've really mostly been on my R&B shit lately. I don't want to hear no more gangster rap music. I don't want to hear nothing about nobody up in the pole on somebody black, because these same little bitch-ass motherfuckers, whenever it's time to stand up, against the fucking police department and the judicial system, which a lot of these so-called quote-unquote gangsters, you know, are afraid of. They're MIA like a motherfucker, nowhere to be found. You know, they scared to even, you know what I'm saying, just basically get in front of a goddamn city council and voice their concerns, in which the community that they're terrorizing, by the way, but they can't take that shit out to the suburban area. So that's why, hence, I'm glad that we talked about the R&B a little bit as of late, because I don't really even want to hear no conscious rap right now, to be honest with you, because to me, it would be coming from a disingenuous place.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, you can't talk all of this gangster shit, all of this rah-rah shit, and then basically, when it comes time to put boots to the ground, you know, you flocking back to the burbs like, oh, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm a rapper just trying to, you know, make my way in this world. Fuck out of here.
Well, even if you do all that type of that rap that's like all just the club stuff, like, and now and you want to get all conscious.
Cool. But see, to me, I'll give a pass. I'm talking about for the gangsters, the rappers that's always talking that what they do.
You about to be about it. Yeah.
Those are the ones I can't. If you like a little fly dude, you thinking about the girls, you think about the club, that this, that, and the third, and you just thinking about making people dance and you making hits and shit like that, that's cool. But I'm talking about the ones that's always, like, you know, they call it that coke rap and that gun rap and, you know, upping the pole up on somebody like you. Like I said, where was all of these gangsters that where Amara Arbery needed some fucking help? Where was all of these gangsters at? You know what I'm saying? Granted, that shit can happen to anybody, you know, but in particular, like that one little guy that called himself Young Chop. Man, you can't be in the city of Atlanta. Well, where is he at? I mean, where are you
right.
at? All of these rest of these rednecks, hillbillies, and these motherfuckers is basically doing the most down here in Georgia. You're in Georgia, buddy. Where are you at? I don't see you. You know what I mean? It right. was like, that's that shit that I'm talking about, like how we so quick to basically, you know, tear each other down. But where is that rah-rah gangster shit at when it comes to these fucking Nazis out here, these neo-Nazis, or in addition to the fact that, like you said, the new exposed Klan, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with you on that, because I feel like, you know, everybody wants to be about the protests and everything. And that has my personal thoughts are that has a time and a place, you know, even when it comes to, like, you know, I don't always agree with, like, burning shit down. Like, sometimes you gotta burn some stuff down, I guess, you know. I understand the feeling behind wanting to do those type of things, but I feel like, you know, what's next? What's the next step? Like, it can't just be we gonna do all these damn protests and stuff like that. Like, I personally feel as though, why isn't, you know, just like you can look up any black organization on Google and whatnot and see who the president, vice president, and all this type of stuff. You know, why are we not researching these organizations that's here, right here in homegrown, right here in our backyards, and pulling up on their spot if we're so about it and all this other stuff?
True, exactly. And that's the point that I was trying to make, and I'm glad that you just touched on it as well. And that's the point. Once again, you know, all of this shit is sugarcoated by the fact that, unfortunately, there is a large chunk of the black community that are terrified of white America. That's just the nature of the beast and the nature of reality. And until we as a people get over that fear in regards to just always walking on eggshells to make everybody else in this country comfortable off of, you know, your inconvenience or your second class, you know, stature, you know, you're going to continue to have this whole, you know, mindset.
Yeah, I definitely think that's, you described it perfectly. So let's just close it on out, cuz.
What's the deal, cuz? We'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to like, subscribe to us on all platforms where you guys can listen to your podcast. I'm Dre Chili.
And I'm AZ Shan.
Thanks for tuning in.